Now it is 11. Case number 11, 23-040. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Would council please identify themselves for the record?
Good morning, members of the board. Christy Maddie from Patterson Paz for the appellant, who is present.
Good morning, Attorney Tom Girard. I'm here for the issuer.
Good morning, Catherine Walker, also here for the issuer authority.
Your attorney?
Yes,
okay.
Okay, who's putting on the case? Who's going to speak for who's the attorney? And okay, again, your name was?
Thomas Girard, G-E-R-A-R-D-E.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Attorney Girard, would you like to make an opening statement?
It's just very briefly, this is a denial based on lack of suitability, and I believe that we will be able to demonstrate that this applicant lacks the proper character and temperament to hold a permit. The most compelling evidence is just a few months before the decision was made. There's both a body cam video and an incident report from October of 2021 where there was a very serious incident in town. Our resident state trooper, James Holm, who's here present, is at the incident. There is a tree blocking one half of the road so that cars now have to share the other lane, and there's no street lights there, so he's trying to make sure people don't run into the tree, etc. And this applicant comes out into the road, she's in the travel lane of the same road that has the tree in it, and he says, "Ma'am, will you stay out of the road, please? And you will, I have it on video, and you have the report. Fuck you, times three, you fucking asshole home, you're here padding your fucking stupid asshole pension. Ma'am, I need you to get safely back onto the road inside your house. Oh, fuck you on the side of the road. Fuck you, fuck you."
Excuse
Too
me.
Too bad you didn't
this
die.
This is opening statements, right?
This is my opening statement. This is the evidence that you're going to hear.
Okay.
Then Chief says...
I just thought you were going into your case. I'm sorry.
Too bad you didn't die with the heart attack, Holm. Holm is the resident state trooper for 17 years in Litchfield, and the evidence will show that this applicant has no respect for the police authority and lacks the proper character and temperament. I can keep going on. I'm going to ask you to accept our documents, which have, there's a kind of a highlight list of what's in the body cam video, but the entirety of the body cam video is there. That is the most important piece of evidence. It's been shared with the other side. They have it. The applicant was actually videotaping on an iPad. I don't know if that's been submitted, but you'll see in our body cam, she has an iPad supposedly on video. If she does, I would ask you to listen to every second of that as well. and at one point she falls. The trooper is now required to direct his attention over to where she has fallen because and away from potentially where the road is dangerous to passengers. Stay away from me, get away from me, you asshole home, you cocksucker. Pad your fucking pension. And there's a history as well. Shortly after this event happened, this trooper was tasked with determining suitability on behalf of our first selectman, who's chief of police also in for Litchfield. And he reported that, she saw that, she said, "That's not the proper character and temperament." That's exactly what the statutes say, that's the bar they set. Character and temperament is accepted. The police chief has discretion And so we believe the proper decision was made, and we'll support that with the testimony.
Okay. Attorney Gerard, so this is our file, which is like 6 pages. Are you intending to submit other evidence?
I have it here. They sent it to me yesterday. I just am waiting to make sure it's not...
Attorney DiMatteo, what are your thoughts on us receiving evidence that we have not yet reviewed?
I think it's... good morning. We respectfully request that the evidence not be admitted because it was not submitted in a timely manner. There was a... I believe the deadline to submit evidence was 10 days ago, June 10th.
Yes.
And I can tell you, I did receive this evidence. I did review it. Yesterday was a holiday. It was Juneteenth, I think, the state's second observation. I received an email, Attorney Pattis and I received an email about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, followed up by an email at around 11 o'clock last night. I happened to be working on other matters, so I did have a chance to review it. And while I always do try to extend professional courtesy to other attorneys, especially when they may receive evidence late, the fact is that was a deadline set by the board, and another deadline set by the board and law is the 90-day window to file an appeal, which is nearly absolute. If it's missed, the appeal usually gets dismissed. So we would ask that the court, the board, not accept untimely evidence.
Okay, Attorney Gerard, you're aware we have a 10-day evidence rule. That's...
Yes, I'm aware. It's a prejudice-based rule. It's not an absolute rule. I mean, there is no prejudice to the other side by the board looking at body cam video. There's no harm in doing that. So we have police case reports, and we have body cam video that was sent electronically in a share file. I have a thumb drive if that's an easier medium for everyone to look at, but this is critical to this decision. If you're going to understand character and temperament, here is 20 minutes of it, and it justifies the decision. And there's nothing since that time that's been submitted that would change the analysis from what
so it's a 20-minute video.
There's 20 minutes of video here.
That you intend to show us today?
I would show it to you if you would allow me, but what I've done is also submitted what I'm reading from are excerpts with the time at 1:53, ma'am, stay out of the road today, at 3:158, FU times 3, etc. So there's a roadmap through the video, and I would like to submit the video and have everyone read it when watch it when you can.
Well, we have.
I can point it for you. I have a laptop.
I see that. I was assuming that's what that was. We have the rule so we can review the evidence that's been shared between the parties in advance of hearing to keep the proceedings moving. So my tendency would be to stick to our rule, which we tend to do, absent extraordinary circumstance, which I don't think there are. I don't think the evidence just came to light. So I would deny it. I'd offer you the opportunity for a continuance if you wanted to come back at a later date so that we could review the evidence in the meantime. Or we can proceed with testimony that you can offer through the trooper without the documentary.
Just have 15 seconds.
15 seconds.
We take the continuance. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We object, and the reason being, this appeal wasn't filed yesterday. Mm-hmm. The application, Ms. Czar's application, was filed in 2022, more than 2 years ago. The report referenced by the issuing authority's counsel was from 2022, from an incident that occurred in 2021. Presumably, the report and the video were in the possession of the issuing authority and of the state trooper. They could have been disclosed, again, well more than 10 days ago. They could have been disclosed 2 years ago.
That's a fair point.
They had an opportunity when this was
filed. No, I understand what you're saying. Attorney Gerard, what was the holdup with submitting the evidence?
The holdup was Town of Litchfield's counsel, I'm specially retained only like last Friday. Right? So that's my personal circumstance. But the reason why I was retained was that there's a... It just the commitments the town attorney's in the middle of, in terms of there's some kind of big consolidation of things going on in Litchfield. I don't know what it's like, the regional school district or what?
School merger.
There's a giant school merger going on, and it's taking all of their time, and then this just passed. So.
So your private counsel that was retained by the town last week?
Yes, I was retained.
And can I just share?
Yes, Friday morning.
We did ask, my name is Denise Raffer, Selectman Town of Litchfield, RAAP. We did ask for a continuance last week. It was denied because we did not have, from legal, state of Connecticut, redacted footage and redacted cases to share. And our resident state trooper was told by his legal counsel that he was not able to share what he had in his possession without it being formally redacted.
Is that true?
That is true. I'm Trooper James Olm, the Litchfield resident trooper.
I think at the time you asked for the continuance, the 10 days had passed. We're already beyond the 10-day point. Either.
If I could interject, we were never consulted about a continuance request.
Wait, it was just submitted. It's submitted to the board?
Yes.
Just normally it's submitted to, they can ask for your consent, of course, but regardless, it was denied.
Yeah, it was. Okay. Remember the date, Nancy?
Yeah, I'm looking.
I showed June 7th.
It was on June 7th?
That's what
was
I have
here. Was it through the agency's email?
Yes. It's a person, let's see here.
Yeah, I vividly remember this.
Because we weren't sure how long it would take to redact the footage. We could only go through a portal. We weren't able to talk to anybody. And we were concerned that we wouldn't have the information in a timely manner.
Or was it sent to my email? Give me 1 second.
And Nancy Lotus?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it was sent to my email.
June 7th at 2:22.
No, I definitely know that you were within the 10 days.
I
remember that. No.
I think anything that allows this board to see the whole story, I think that has to be the deciding factor. There's a very important story to be heard here.
May I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Are you going to present any evidence based on the original denial rather than this subsequent event?
The event I'm talking about predated the denial. Our decision maker watched the body cam video that I'm describing. It had already happened.
So the incident occurred and was used to make the original decision on the application?
Yes. Correct.
Okay, thank you.
So yes, it was. It was received on the 7th.
Of June.
Email.
June 7th, yeah.
And it was from?
It was from your
first
assistant,
yep,
Nikki.
My executive assistant.
It was denied and she said okay.
And then counsel was retained last Friday, the 14th, or whatever that was.
Yes.
Yeah, they have the.
Yeah, it said Litchfield would need a continuance because the town council was unable to assist on June 20th.
You know what I mean?
Well, he wants to present it, and he was just retained, so I'm inclined to grant the continuance despite the fact it's so late, and I hate dragging people out again. Attorney DiMatteo, I take your objection to heart, although given the late nature at which counsel was retained, I am inclined to give a very short continuance at your convenience, and your clients, of course, because I hate to drag people out here again, but I think it's only fair to counsel because he was thrown in at the last minute, so I am going to grant the continuance, but I will give you the option to pick whatever date works for your calendar. And if you don't want to pick it now, you can speak to Nancy after we leave here today, and she can give you the dates.
We should probably pick it now, so
okay.
That way we know it's all convenient and we don't get any other surprise continuance requests.
Yep, and there won't be any other continuances.
My client has a due process right to proceed.
Absolutely.
Like, she's waited long enough for this hearing.
I understand that.
Would you like dates?
Yes.
We got July 11th, July 20, second we can get over. So it'll be July 11th, July 25th, August 8th. Those are my three next.
I may still be on trial on July 11th.
25th.
Check. I have criminal matters that day. Again, I have a busy schedule. After that, it's when? August
8th? Yeah, August 8th and then August 29th.
If you have criminal matters, counsel, we could put you at the end of the agenda if that helps. We usually are here till 1 or 2.
Oh, okay. That would actually be, we could have the, I mean, I could be available the afternoon of the 25th.
Like by 1?
I could probably get here by 1 if we have a jam. Probably get some relief.
All right. Why don't we do that? We'll put him at the end of the agenda so that he has time to get from court to here.
25th. Okay.
And that will be a different venue.
Yep, we're going to be in Hartford.
It's a little farther.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I apologize. We're in
a
transition, too.
You know, my firm does have other attorneys. I will see if we can possibly get coverage for.
And if there's any issues, just let us and other counsel know. We can always move it to the 8th or whatever is in August if you need to.
Okay.
You'll get priority for a continuance if needed.
Great. Much appreciated.
Of course. So we're continued to the 25th at the end of the agenda. And sorry to drag everybody out here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.